Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to the 340th podcast of Rough Riders Radio. I'm the host, the Rough Rider. Tonight's title, If I Don't Win in 2020, I Ain't Leaving. Let's get right to it, shall we? Michael Cohen so stated emphatically in his public testimony. He said that having worked with Donald Trump for 10 years, he knows Trump well enough to categorically say that should Trump lose in 2020, there will be no peaceful transition of power. He himself went on Breitbart Media just this week and said that the military, police, and bikers for Trump were all with him. He said that if they don't get their way, the Trumpers, things will get very bad. Very, very bad. Okay, now let's let that all sink in. Real good. Go ahead. We'll let you have a few seconds to let that really register on your brain. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 1. Okay, time's up. Shall we try to conjure up a credible scenario that would envision something along these lines? It goes something like this. As soon as Trump, should he not be jailed by this time, is nominated next summer at the Republican National Convention, he'll know full well that his goose is already cooked. That, unless he remains in office, the moment he leaves office, the state of New York, if it hasn't already done so, will indict him for a bazillion state crimes, New York state crimes, financial in nature, to be sure. So he'll waste no time, the entire electoral process, and just dismiss it as being utterly and completely rigged. No matter what the results end up being, Trump has already signaled to the knuckle-dragging hardcore segment of his base, short of winning, that they should be prepared to do battle, unleash violence on the body politic. The day after the presidential election, there will be thousands, even hundreds of thousands, of hardcore Trump MAGA a-holes all across the country wreaking violent havoc on the local citizenry and institutions. At that time, Trump, because of the rampant violence throughout the republic, could declare martial law. How convenient. For an indefinite period of time. How really convenient. Well, now, it might take at least a year or even longer before martial law could be lifted. How excruciatingly convenient. During this time, the Donald will move heaven and earth to fortify his hold on power using every trick he's learned from the 40 years he spent in New York doing business with the mob to build his stuff. Basically, Trump will be acting in every way like a mafia, a mafioso Don Corleone, using virtually any means to consolidate his grip on power. Bribery will be used lavishly. Intimidation and force as well. Congress will have been neutered and kept at bay. His five conservative supporters on the Supreme Court will tread water and essentially give Trump room to operate and maneuver. Think it can happen? Remember how we all thought no way Trump could ever get elected president in the first place. Well, that concludes tonight's podcast, and just let that sink into your minds for a little bit, and try not to freak out too much, because there is a more than small chance that events of that, the scenario like that, could very well unfold next year. This is the old Rough Rider. Thank you for listening to our 340th podcast today, and we're rounding third, heading for home, and I think we're going to do a Jackie Robinson and just steal home. Thank you very much for listening. As always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but we know that ultimately it's you who decide. Thanks for listening. Good night.